This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden says he's done what he can. Now it's up to Congress to help curb gun violence. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani explains.
The president says he's exhausted his executive authority.
I can't do anything except plead with the Congress to act reasonably.
That was here at the White House before leaving Fort North Carolina, where the president renewed a call for lawmakers to ban assault-style weapons.
Why in God's name do we allow these weapons of war on our streets and at our schools?
The president says he knows people wonder why he keeps unsuccessfully calling for a ban.
Because I want you to know who isn't doing it. Who isn't helping?
Not long before that, number two Senate Republican John Thune was asked if Congress will take up gun legislation.
It's just premature to talk about it, and I think there are a lot of grieving, hurting families in Nashville.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Biden on Tuesday urged Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to abandon a judicial overhaul proposal that led to massive protests in Israel, prompting the Israeli leader to say he does not make decisions based on pressure from abroad. Netanyahu on Monday delayed the overhaul proposal after large numbers of people took to the streets in protest. The White House initially said in response that Netanyahu should seek a compromise on the issue. Netanyahu said his administration was striving to make reforms via broad consensus. The official death toll from a landslide in Ecuador rose to at least 8 Tuesday evening as families and rescue crews worked to find dozens of people missing after Sunday's landslide smothered buildings and a stadium in the Andean province of Chimborazo after heavy rains which destroyed roads and the infrastructure. For more news, join us at VOA.